And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You are such a big star now. I was watching television this past week, World News Sunday night, Good Morning America Monday morning, and there's Will Shortz and Ellen Ripstein, the new American crossword puzzle champion.
That's right.
How exciting.
It was just the greatest tournament, and the ending was so exciting. There are the three playoff contestants on stage. Ellen was on one side, and she has been in the top five 18 times before without ever winning. So everyone in the crowd was rooting for her. There was Patrick Jordan from Oklahoma in the middle and Al Sanders from Colorado on the left. It was a 15-minute puzzle. Ellen raced out into the lead, but near the end, she kind of slowed down, and Patrick Jordan beat her. He was the first to finish. And there was polite applause across the ballroom. And then one of the announcers, one of them noticed that Patrick had made a mistake. There was one letter wrong. And now Ellen had a chance to win if she could finish the puzzle perfectly within the next 2 minutes. And there was just electricity through the crowd. And when she filled in the last letter, the crowd just erupted. The TV cameras raced over to her, and poor Al Sanders was on the other side of the stage working away, and he just saw this out of the corner of his eye, this huge commotion. It was just a wonderful feeling.
All right. Well, one of our puzzle pals, Merle Regal, was the one who gave us the challenge that everyone's been working on this past week. Could you repeat it for us, please?
Yes. I said there's an old advertising symbol called the Gold Dust Twins. And what's interesting about this phrase is that the last letter of gold is the first letter of dust, and the last letter of dust is the first letter of twins. And I asked you to think of another overlapping phrase like this with word lengths 4, 3, 3. And as a hint, I said that the first word starts with an F, as in Frederick, and the last word ends with an N, as in Nancy. What phrase is it?
What's your answer?
The answer is felt tip pen.
We only received about 540 correct entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner is Yoelis Josephs, and she joins us from San Diego, California. Hi, Yoelis.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Will.
How are you?
Hi.
Fine.
What do you do there in San Diego?
Right now, I'm working with my husband. He's a CPA, and I'm his office manager, but I am a retired school teacher, so...
All right. And you like puzzles, obviously.
Oh, well, obviously,
so.
Yes.
And Will's here, and I'm sure he has something interesting for us.
Sure.
Will, meet Yoelis, and let's play.
Okay. Hi, Will.
Hi, Yoelis. Since tonight is Oscar night, I have brought a movie puzzle.
Okay.
Every answer is the name of a movie that was a Best Picture winner or nominee in its year.
Mm.
But I've anagrammed one word in each title. You tell me the original titles. For example, if I said The Shingle Patient, you would say The English Patient.
Okay.
Now, these start easy, but they do get harder.
No.
Oh, well.
Big surprise there, right?
Okay,
Leanne. Okay, Yoelis.
Okay.
Number one, Ascend with Wolves.
Ascend with Wolves. Well, it has something to do with wolves.
Right.
I can't.
Anagram, dances.
Dances
with wolves.
Wolves
is right.
Okay.
Number two, Iran Man.
Oh.
This is not my best part of doing puzzles.
Can you do anagrams?
Man.
And you want to anagram
IRAN. Right. Rain Man.
Rain Man.
Got it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Next one, Inane Hall.
Oh, Annie Hall.
Annie Hall, excellent.
Okay.
The Best Years of Our Levi's.
The Best Years of Our Lives. That was one of my most favorite movies.
I like that movie, too. Yeah.
Right.
Try this one. Eel Options.
The first word is I-L?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's an
Italian. You're looking for an Italian title here.
Oh,
This one I know I can help you with. Yeah, because this one actually, because it won Best Score, we had talked about it.
Oh.
Il Postino.
Oh, Il Postino, the postman, is right. Try this one, The Seminar of the Day.
The Remains of the Day.
The Remains of the Day is right. Places in the Earth.
Places in the Heart.
Places in the Heart is right. The Turning Pinto.
The Turning Point.
Yeah.
The Turning Point is right. Cinerama Beauty. Think last year's Oscars, which actually won Best Picture.
American Beauty.
American Beauty is right. Corky, C-O-R-K-Y.
Corky. Rocky.
Rocky, very fast.
Okay.
Try this one. Bearcat, B-E-A-R-C-A-T. This was a classic Broadway musical nominated for Best Picture in 1972.
Oh, Cabaret.
Cabaret is right. Okay. And your last one, There are four words anagrammed in the title. And it is, Who the Stew Saw Now.
And how do you spell stew?
S-T-E-W, as in short for steward or stewardess.
But it's his...
1963.
Who the Stew Saw Now.
A Cinerama movie.
See, How the West Was Won.
You got it.
Is correct.
Yo, Ellis.
Okay. Well, for someone who hardly goes to a movie.
You did really well.
Thank you.
You knew them. You knew the titles of these movies.
Sort of, yes.
Yes, you did. Well, you're good with, because it was that combination of the anagram, too, so you were able to do both. Yeah, nice.
That was helpful.
Nice work. We're going to send you some things today. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles that have been heard here on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station?
My public radio station, of which I am a member,
Good job.
KPBS 89.5 FM.
Great station. Yo Ellis Josephs from San Diego, California. Thanks for playing the puzzle. Thanks for being a member of your public radio station.
Well, thank you so much for calling me. I really enjoyed it.
So did we. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, well, now a new challenge for everyone to work on.
Yes, name two Oscar-nominated movies for Best Picture over the years whose titles differ only in their middle letter. And here's a hint, each title has five letters. So again, two well-known movies. Each was nominated for an Academy Award as Best Picture, and each has a five-letter name, and these names are identical except for their middle letter. What movies are these?
I have no idea. When you have the answer, let us know what it is. Put it on a postcard. Send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address for puzzle entries is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you are our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joins us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.